This is Andrew Salgado on guitar. Andrew Salgado, who is, I have referred to him before off the air. I'll try this on the air. A human panty dropper. He is a guy
who is such a
passionate and romantic singer. It has changed the lives of the people who see him in concert. Grown men weep when they listen to Andrew Salgado. You played our Halloween show last year out at CD and Me in Frankfurt. Thank you very much for that. And you've done a number of other things over the years for us on this show. And always a fan favorite, always a hit, and it's great to have you back. Plus, I mean, people don't – this is an interesting thing because you are a guy who is – you're from Chicago. You're from the southwest suburbs of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turns out, you're not Mexican,
which we
knew, even though we told Bill and Wendy, what are you doing for Cinco de Mayo? Yeah, we got Andrew Salgado on. But of course, like Chicago's, close enough, whatever. But we still all celebrate. We're all Mexican today, right? Except for Trump.
We are.
Yeah.
Except for Trump.
So
I won't comment on that.
That's better. It's better
than
you
don't. In fact, we should get off of Trump anyway because we spent a lot of time there.
Yes, that's
too many people on him.
Yeah, that's too true. So what we have here with Mr. Salgado is a kid from the southwest suburbs of Chicago, as I pointed out, who is a fast-rising country music star. Now, that doesn't happen very often, does it?
Well, I started doing it in 2010, so it's been 6 years. Last year was a huge year, just releasing a record and then seeing some success from it. We're not touring as much as I would like this year because we're focusing on getting ready for a second record. We're writing a ton, and we're doing a lot of promotion as far as the first record. But I know we're playing at the Ohio State Fair this year, which is huge. We're going to be in Virginia at the Herndon Festival. We're going to be playing Saluting Our Heroes in Maryland in September. We're going to be at the Arcata Theater this May 25th in St. Charles.
Oh, that's a couple weeks away.
That's a couple weeks away.
Oh, yeah. That's a great venue.
It is. I love that place.
It's a great venue. It's classic, too. And you can just feel so many great acts have played in there and shot PBS specials in there because it's such an interesting looking venue, and you could just feel the music comes out of the walls almost there.
I was there when they shot the Richard Marx special for PBS.
Yes,
and Richard tapped me on the shoulder and told me good luck.
Oh,
wow,
he won't remember
Richard.
Me.
Yes, that was the hot. I was there. That was the hottest. It was 100 degrees outside that day.
Everyone was sweating.
And they had a little problem with the air conditioning, and Richard had 103 fever.
You remember that? Were you there?
I was there, yeah.
We were both there. We didn't even know.
Yeah, and it was...
You probably had better seats than I did.
I was a guest of the artist. And it was such it was one of those things. And he came off stage. We took all these pictures backstage. Hugh Jackman was in that show.
Gosh.
And we were all back there.
Where was I invited?
And
I was backstage too, not to rub it in though. I was backstage.
Okay, and so what is his name?
The guy from NSYNC was there too.
Yes, not Lance Bass.
Not Joey Fatone. That's the only one that I remember besides Justin. You know,
it wasn't Justin though.
It was the other singer guy.
Yes, it was.
We'll just say that we're in Chicago. It's close enough, right?
Yes,
JC.
Yes, JC.
She wasn't even there. She has it.
Exactly.
I keep track of my boy bands.
Right.
There you go.
So that's what it was. All right. That's not what we're here to talk about.
No, it's not.
Okay. So you got your tour going. You got a new single out right now, right?
Yes,
that
sir.
That you have released. It's getting a lot of airplay.
Yes, sir.
And you've got now explain this promotional song that you've done.
Well, during this writing process, I think the last 4 months I've written maybe 50, 60 songs with different songwriters and new songwriters. And I just kept coming back to, you know, I really don't have anything about Chicago, and it's such a huge part of my life. And I sat down and thought what it meant to me. And to me, I'm going to play it soon, so I'm not going to ruin it. But to me, there's one particular thing I always come back to, and it's what this entire town represents for me.
Okay.
Does that mean I have to play it now?
No.
Is this, just make sure we know in advance, is this one of those ones that's going to make us cry? Because I remember when you first came on,
it's upbeat.
And you just came right into this song, and it's about your family, and
yes.
I just, oh my gosh.
Oh, whoa,
I connected, I was bawling.
I have a plan here.
And I'm like, this is not right, I didn't expect this.
I have a plan.
Sure.
Because what we're going to do is I want to see, you know, Tom Skilling is one of the most hardened, cynical men you're ever going to meet, right? Isn't that true?
He is not. He cried at Barbara Streisand, and so did you.
I I only moderately cried. I man cried. Marvin Hamlisch had just died. What is a man supposed to do?
Just
anyway,
own it.
We're going to see if we can make Tom Skilling cry in just a few minutes with Andrew Salgado. We're going to see if that happens.
I'm going to do my best.
Yeah. Violetta's going to cry. There's no question about it. Judy is impervious. If you can make Judy Pilak cry, that will really be something right there. That's Judy up in the upper left-hand corner of your screen right there.
She's in her whole kindness matters mode now, right, which we've never seen before.
Very sensitive.
It's like a security thing. You can watch what they're doing if they're not working.
That's exactly what I do, actually.
See? Listen to
that, Violetta.
We can also move our cameras up.
That wasn't very kind.
Yeah.
But then Rogan.
I didn't say it was. You guys look like you're working really hard. You're staring at those screens.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
From someone who makes a living writing songs, I work extremely hard.
Yeah, exactly.
I know you do.
Right, that's why I work really hard, too. Look at me. All right, so.
Hard at what? Sorry. Kindness Matters Day, I should say.
Yeah, well, it depends on what you I work hard at just breathing the rest of the other 20 hours a day. All right, why don't we do this? Why don't we have Violetta do the WGN traffic trouble spots? Then we'll come back, and we will have Andrew play Chicago, the new about-to-be single. We'll play your new single, and then the song that makes grown men weep. Grown men will weep in their cars. You're going to be driving on an expressway. If you're not listening to this show right now, what would be the point of me saying this if you weren't? But anyway, the point is that if you're driving down and you look around and you see other people crying in their cars, you'll know they're listening to what you're listening to.
And there's a lot of traffic, so you're going to be pretty close to those people for a while.
Right, exactly.
Maybe they're already crying.
Right.
Put your sunglasses on.
All right, I always do. All right, here is Violetta with the WGN Traffic Triple Spots.
This week, Brittany and Elliot bring out the bagels, the sourdough bread, and the cookies in an all-new episode of Best Sandwiches, Chicago's Best, Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV.
Andrew Salgado is here. He's about to make grown men weep in their cars. It's really going to be something. Andrew Salgado, by the way, if people want to download your music and stuff like that, what do they do? How do we do that?
iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, Apple Music, Spotify. The only thing we're not on is Pandora. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say why. We're just not on Pandora.
Well, you didn't. No one asked you.
You don't want to get all negative on Kindness Matters Day.
No.
It's Cinco de Mayo. Sure. I don't know about Kindness Matters.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's only for Judy today.
I also
saw you tweet that because of social media, you're getting a lot more exposure and you're feeling that with your music.
Yeah. So AndrewSalgado.net, Twitter. I mean, Facebook and Twitter are huge ways for us to reach our fans in ways that we couldn't do, you know. And I mean, just back in 2010, I couldn't do some of the things I'm doing today, and every other artist too. So, you know, if you've got a Twitter and a Facebook, Andrew Salgado, you can find me. I message everyone too. It takes me a long time, but if you look through the messages on Twitter, just anyone who messaged me or who follows me, I always try to reach out and thank them because they don't have to do that. You guys are filled with tons of different things to listen to and look at.
Mm-hmm. Anyone? How cool is that?
That is very true. That is true. God knows what I'm looking at. All right.
Don't tell us.
Yeah, you want to know. All right. Let us now welcome Andrew Salgado to the... We've sung on this radio station before, so why am I welcoming you back to that?
This is my fifth time, I think.
This is your
unbelievable.
Fifth? Yeah, this is very well. Your Chicago's very own.
Yeah.
All right, now this is called Chicago. This is a promotional song that you wrote for the city, and why don't you take it away, Andrew Salgado?
Sure. No matter what I do, I still think of you. Those summertime long walks, those hour-long phone calls, and the love we made outside the lake that cool September day. Yeah. Chicago, sure was beautiful. Chicago, where my heart still goes when I'm feeling down or alone. I still dream of Chicago. I couldn't ask you to leave everything you knew. I didn't want to say goodbye. I damn near almost cried. And the love we made our last day made me want to stay. Chicago, just
sure was beautiful. Chicago, where my heart still goes when I'm feeling down or alone. Hastin' Dreamer, Chicago, Chicago. Think back of all those times it's no one I'm always running back to. Chicago, yeah. Chicago, sure was beautiful. Chicago, where my heart still goes when I'm feeling down or alone. Chicago, Chicago, yeah.
Andrew Salgado,
wow.
Right there. That is pretty amazing. We're going to find out if he can make a grown man cry on our own staff.
We know he can make grown women cry.
Yes.
Because that's already happened.
And other things, too. It's very weird. He's got almost a mystical effect on the human species. So we'll come back to all of that, but first. That is Andrew Salgado in studio with us. Tom Skilling, you're in for something right now, my friend.
I like Andrew's work very much.
Wait till you hear it.
Yeah. So you think this will reduce me to tears?
Well, I think you have to listen to the lyrics, too, because the song we just played is a little more upbeat, but the one coming up is the one that'll creep up on you.
We have two coming up, actually. We have two. I don't think the first one's going to make you cry. It could, Tom.
I'm looking
forward to it. No, it's the second one that you've got to
Right, the second one, there's not a dry eye in the house. Andrew, you played this for me. We did a show at Hard Rock.
Yeah.
Like 5 years
Halloween.
Ago or something, yeah. And you and he played this song that we're going to make Tom, that's going to make Tom cry.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a stunned silence weeping in the crowd when he played this. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Right?
When you first came on the show with us,
when I first wrote it, I was still living at home that time because it was a long time ago. I think I wrote it in 2010 and released in 2015. And I went downstairs and played it for my mom, and my mom always tells me if something sucks. Like I come off stage, she's like, that really wasn't your best. And like my dad is just like, everything is great no matter how bad I do. And my mom was starting to tear up, and I went, oh, maybe I got something here. I was totally ready for her to be like, Mom, what do you think? Not your best, honey, not your best. Keep working.
Kind of like your mom, bro.
Yeah, like my mom. All right. Okay, now, first of all, let me just mention a couple things here. You wrote with Brian Wilson, right?
Yeah.
From the Beach Boys.
Not the pitcher. It's Brian Wilson, too, who pitches for the Giants.
Well, that would be good, though. He's not really a good songwriter. What was that like for you?
I've been asked a bunch of times now, and I really don't have a great answer because I still can't believe it today. And even when the song released, I remember telling everyone that was around him, I'm like, is this really happening? Because the first thing I do, which is not good, I always go to the negative. Like, oh, it's going to come down, or you know, it's going to be taken away, or this or that, which is like every other musician. And so when it happened, I was just still freaking out.
Andrew, why are you not in broadcasting? Isn't that right, Tom?
Yeah, absolutely. Andrew, that is such a gift. It is interesting to listen to songwriters. I can't even imagine the process you go through to do this or even having the ability to do that, and yet you do. And that's a real gift.
Well,
that's
there's a forecast a lot of highs and a lot of lows.
Right, to reduce it
I
to
bet.
Weather terms, right?
Yeah.
You know, I've always loved Gordon Lightfoot, and your music sounds very much, there's similarities between, you're a troubadour.
Troubadour, and, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
high praise.
So cool. No, I love your words.
Tom,
that's really something. That was a moving song about the city, about Chicago.
See, he's sitting there listening. The man cannot stay away from it. By the way, hey, let me just also mention that Saturday night, Andrew is going to be at the Dancing with the Stars Illinois show. Yeah. He's actually one of the judges for
this. Mike Adamley, too. Good friend
of
mine.
Yeah. Over at NBC. How nice.
I'm looking forward to judging people because my whole career people judge me.
So you've got a chance to judge somebody else, right, Andrew? That's
Are you going to be like the Simon Cowell? Or
no,
are you going to be
I don't use
Paul
the
Abdul?
10. I don't use the 10 or the 9. You got to earn that.
Okay.
I'll give a lot of 7s and 8s. No,
that's interesting. You know, I'm really more of the Roberto Tomioli or whatever the guy's name is. What are you doing, darling?
Len Goodman?
No.
Oh, the other one.
Yeah.
Bruno
Tomioli.
Bruno.
Yes. Oh, that was beautiful, my darling, what you just did. All right. So that and the autism. What is it that you're doing in Autism Speaks?
Yeah, at Soldier Field, right? May 14th, I'm hosting it with Andy Avalos from Channel 5.
Wow, that's
awesome. I'm hitting all the Chicago stuff this month, man. It's great.
You're probably going to pinch yourself everywhere because you're from here, right? Doesn't it feel different when you come home?
Well, first of all, I've been listening to Tom for a long time, and the fact that I'm having a conversation with him is pretty cool.
I know, we all love Tom.
I didn't want to say anything, but he's not here. He's like, it's like talking to God almost. He's in some other room.
We know the feeling.
Andrew, I'll tell you, I think it's really great you're working with Andy, one of the nicest people in our business. I saw Andy a couple weeks ago at a conference over at the Weather Service office here. But how long have you done this, Andrew? Is this something you've done since childhood?
Well, when I was 5, I started putting on shows for my family, forcing them downstairs. Wow. And then I joined my dad's band when I was 13. And I started going to Nashville when I was in 2010.
Wow.
So we'll keep it short because I know we're trying to make Tom
cry.
I know. Roe and I both, I'll tell you, I think music reaches a part of your inner being that no other art form can. It's amazing.
Yep.
When you hear something beautiful, I'm not ashamed to say I do. I am moved to tears.
The two of us, now we were not together at this particular event, but we might as well have been.
I know.
The two of us in 2012 were reduced to tears by Barbara Streisand at the United Center when she sang her tribute, Memories, in a tribute to Marvin Hamlisch,
who had
just died.
I know.
Oh, and you guys lost it. Well, that's okay. That's real.
I'll tell you, you know, an artist like that, and a lot of artists touch me that way. I think that music's a special gift. It really is.
All right. Well, okay. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to try this one out. I don't think you're going to cry during this.
Oh, right.
I don't know. I don't know for sure, but you might.
The first one you're talking
you
about.
You might.
Of the two songs.
Which one
I'm looking forward to it. I don't have to cry to enjoy a song. So I'm looking forward to this.
All right. Well, let's do the weather forecast because I got to check that off the list before we do this. Okay.
Well, tomorrow up to 80. How can you complain about that? That'd be the first 80 in 11 days if we hit the magic mark. And it starts warm for a couple hours Saturday morning, but then it'll turn cooler. The winds will come down off the lake. So there's going to be a big drop, and then Mother's Day comes back a little bit. So it'll be up near 70. It'll be beautiful. Mother's Day.
That's
might be a thunderstorm Saturday morning.
Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And maybe a shower and a spot or two in the afternoon. But
whatevs.
Yeah.
All right.
Beautiful
weekend. All right, now we're going to do our first song here. Love Will Always Find a Way. If this does not somehow make you cry, Tom, wait till you hear My Family. My Family, you are going to weep like a baby when he is done with this.
All right.
Here we go. The great Andrew Salgado right here on 720 WGN.
How cool.
You come from so high up, and I come from so down low. I drive a rundown truck, and you drive a Camaro. You're such an uptown girl, we come from different worlds, but I can still love you, babe. So I don't care what they have to say, Everly. You and me are meant to be, it's destiny, you can't change fate, no. Love will always find a way, no. Your dad says let him go, you won't amount to much. Your friends just tell him no, he'll never be the one. But when your lips touch mine, money could never buy the feelings that we feel. So I don't care what they have to say, Emily. You and me are meant to be. It's destiny. You can't change fate. No, love will always find a way. No. Love is a raging storm. It's a quiet place. It's neither rich or poor. It's written on your face. It's a soft warm kiss. It's a stay and fight. Sometimes it don't make sense. We know it's right, so I don't care what they have to say, Emily. You and me are meant to be. It's destiny. You can't change fate. No. Love will always find a way. No.
Okay.
Wow.
Tom, was there?
Wow.
There was a moment I thought it was going to go. There was a moment I thought it was going to happen right there.
I'll tell you something. You are the whole package, Andrew.
Yes.
I mean, I'll tell you, your guitar work is spectacular. In addition to your singing, I don't know how an artist pulls that off. Plays the guitar on the top of that and sings so beautifully. All in one.
I don't know
you're the full package.
I'm not sure
gorgeous.
How to actually move my mouth and talk at the same time.
Tell me about it.
How that's all working. All right.
And boy, that's a complex song. You know, I mean that's.
A lot going on there.
It's relatable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's the thing with the...
Lovely.
Oh, my God. Stand and fight. All right. Stop it.
True love.
All right, now, hold on 1 second. Tom, on the other side, we're going to let Violetta Pydermedic, who's just now trying to put herself back together.
I'm sure. Yes.
She's crying through her makeup.
Emotional.
Yes.
Aww.
Yeah. I've got some Kleenex here for you, Violetta.
It's at 2500 West Bradley Place, but no problem. You'll be right there.
I'll drive it right over.
Yeah.
You've got other things to do, Tom, I think.
Yeah.
I need you.
So now listen to this.
Beautiful.
When we come back, we're going to play this song that literally there was not a dry eye in the house the first time he played this for a live audience with me. So,
I believe it.
We're going to see what's going to happen here. Tom is actually going to, squirt off a tear before this is all said and done. I probably will. But first, Violetta Pydermedic's got the WGN Traffic Travel Spots. All right. Andrew Salgado is here, and he is about to... sing a song that you wrote, Andrew, explain the story behind this again.
Is Tom here?
Yes.
I am indeed, Andrew. Mm-hmm. I'm listening to every word, yeah.
All right, Tom. Listen, I'm very competitive. And when someone puts me into some kind of task, I got to try and get it done.
And the task here is to make Tom Skilling cry.
How are we going
to
know? We're on the honor system.
You know. Don't tell us.
Tom has never told a lie in his life.
That's right.
Right, does not know how to lie.
We'll ask him a quick question and see if he's sniffly.
Andrew, okay. I just know I'm going to enjoy it. I like your work, I can tell.
All right.
So I'm looking forward to this.
Tell the story.
Yeah. Well, I was struggling in music, like a lot of musicians do, and I lived out of my car for 7 months.
Tom. Wow.
I ate peanut butter. I won't mention what kind because we're not getting paid to mention that.
Mm-hmm. Your dad taught you well. Yeah.
But my dad came to me and said, stop focusing on all the things you don't have. Because we could spend a whole day and just kind of cry ourselves to sleep just thinking about all the things we don't have. And focus on the things you do have. And then I wrote a song about it.
I'm already crying.
I'm already crying.
That's beautiful.
So, wait, did I win already?
No, you still got to play the song.
Tom is a high threshold.
This is called My Family, Andrew Salgado.
Every day is a struggle to make it on my own. No job, no love of my life, but I'm not alone, 'cause I know it just takes time, and I know that I will be fine, no matter what life brings my way. 'Cause what I have is a family who loves me like angels up above me, always there to guide me on my way. My father's sense of wisdom, my mother's intuition, a brother who will stand up for me when I say that all I need is my family. When my life goes through change and my world is upside down, it's their love that makes me brave. Yeah. Even when the night around, 'cause I know that it just takes time, and I know that I will be fine no matter what life brings my way. 'Cause what I have is a family loves me like angels up above me, always there to guide me on my way. My father's sense of wisdom, my mother's intuition, a brother who will stand up for me when I say that all I need is my family. Looking back now, I can see how much they've sacrificed for me. Thank God I have a family who loves me like angels up above me, always there to guide me on my way. My father's sense of wisdom, oh, my mother's intuition, a brother who will stand up for me when I say that all I need is my family, is my family. Yeah.
Wow. Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's beautiful.
Tell me you're not crying.
I'll tell you something. I could get very moist. Easily cry. I was too busy listening to all the words. All I can say is, Andrew, you should not be somebody who's living out of a car with a gift like that.
Right.
Yeah. You are amazing. Yep. That's
well, he's not living out of a car anymore.
No.
So
good.
It's all good now.
Glad to hear that, Andrew.
That's the important
that's
thing.
Lovely.
All right, Tom, we're going to run. We got to get these commercials in before 7 o'clock.
Nice.
Thank you so much.
Bye, Tom.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
Andrew,
you.
A pleasure to meet you. Even
pleasure to meet you.
If by way over a wire here. And you are very talented, my friend.
Andrew Salgado, andrewsalgado.com and
.net.
The other guy, yeah, the pitcher doesn't want that. andrewsalgado.net and all, you know, Facebook and all the rest of places,
yep.
Right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you so much for having me.
That man
nice
is,
to see you, Andrew.
He is an emerging star.
Beautiful.